Hello, my imaginary friends. It is November the 19th, 2011. I'm Simon. This is my audio boo. And I've just listened to RT UK's boo from today. I wanted to respond to that, actually, because there are some things I found interesting about it. But first of all, I want to say brilliant, brilliant. I'm really glad that you're going for this Escaped Mummies weekend and, you know, you're going to pamper yourselves a little bit, have an overnight stay in the hotel and have a good laugh with all your girly mates. I think that's pretty brilliant. Definitely something that I support mums doing. I think, you know, you mums do such a hard job. It's such an overrated, relentless 24/7 job. And I really do appreciate the role that you guys play, and I think it's really good that, you know, that you're reflecting on this and respecting that and recognizing it. It's probably what I was groping for, recognizing the fact and pampering yourself a little bit. I think that's brilliant. Definitely agree with that. I wish Yana would do that more. I'll have to work on that, won't I? Yana did do had a pampering day fairly recently. That's not quite the same, is it? And these things should be frequently in a habit and a regular thing, really. I was intrigued by the reasoning. So my reasoning is, you know, that your mums deserve it, and it's such a relentless job that get a real day off or weekend off is really good. But the reasoning that Ruth gave, I found slightly more controversial when it hit my brain. So the idea was, just to praise it slightly and paraphrase, that by doing this, you give your... It's the only way that the dad will appreciate the hard work that the mum does. That's the only way that they'll appreciate it. By being abandoned with the kids for a weekend and then the dad has to do it all on himself, on his own. That's my understanding of the argument. And I suppose because I'm so anal and take things so literally, kind of alarm bells start going off. And I think, no, it's not that, because, you know, in our house, Yana doesn't do everything on her own. there are parts of the day, parts of the evening, for instance, where we're working in parallel with each other. We're sharing the workloads. Where one person would be doing washing up, the other person's bathing the kids. One person will be putting one child in bed, the other one will be putting the other child in bed, reading them a story. There's two of us going. So if you actually take the mum out of the equation, then the dad ends up doing, well, in my case, you know, I'd end up doing both roles. So, in order for it to be, if you really wanted to be scientifically, this is exactly what I'm living through as a mum, then I'd need an assistant. I'd need to, you know, get me an au pair or someone to come in and help me to get the job done. I suppose it all breaks down then, doesn't it? But I know that it's not meant as literally as that. It's just, you recognise all the things that that the mum has to go through and all the things that she does around the house. Maybe not all of them, because, as you said, you know, maybe when there's just one of you, you can't get all of the jobs done. So maybe some of the washing up won't get done. Maybe the vacuuming won't get done. So there you go. that's my gut reaction. But it might just be me. It may be the other dads just do lift no finger at all for the children, and they just do their own thing. Some people live their lives that way, and the dad does literally nothing to help with the child rearing. So if that was the case, then it would be an accurate way of modelling that. But I'm sure that's not the case in the Arnold household. So there you go. There's my gut reaction, as I said before. Don't take it too seriously. Thank you very much for listening. Take care of yourself, everybody, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. Toodle-boo.